Okay, so if I had to narrow down what is the magic of Premier in, say, three words, could you do that?
The very best of Napa.
Real.
Energy. Passion.
The one time of the year that everybody comes together for the greater good of the industry.
An amazing experience.
Crazy.
Unique.
A lot of fun. Can that be one word?
Crowded. It's fun.
It's a unique, great blend.
It is for other people. It's for charity. It is for other vintners. It is for other people to help others.
Oh my goodness. That is so tough. I need a good word. I want a good word. Wait, hang on.
Unique wines from Napa Valley, and all the vintners are here.
It's very good.
Remy, help me out here.
I think that Premier really encapsulates what Napa Valley is all about.
Big fun. Two words. Magnifique.
The best of the best.
Thank God we're not live here. You can splice this up.
Hamden McIntyre, the architect of the building. I mean, there's a reason why this event is here, right?
It's great fun.
An amazing opportunity.
I would say hedonistic.
So freaking awesome.
Scintillating fun. I don't know, I have another one.
It's Willy Wonka's great glass elevator and factory combined into one here.
Some of the most extraordinary wines you could ever find were auctioned February 25th at Premier Napa Valley 2017. The event, which took place at the Culinary Institute of America in Napa Valley, brought in $4.2 million. Not a bad day's work. Our podcast covers the 4 hours of the barrel tasting and gives you a glimpse into the trade-only event, featuring short interviews with 30 winemakers as they pour their special auction wines. Cheers.
Welcome to 2017 Premier Napa Valley.
All right, this is the first interview of the day. I'm here with Elizabeth Viana of Chimney Rock. How are you doing?
Doing great.
This is the beginning of 2017 Premier Napa Valley. Pretty crazy, and just starting to get a little bit busy, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Really excited to see what these 15s do.
Yeah, you know, a lot of anticipation over the 15s, no?
Yeah, what do you think so far?
I haven't tasted one yet.
Well, I think they're awesome, so.
Well, you know, that's just the thing. After so many years, you've had so many amazing vintages back to back. I mean, how does that make you feel?
It's cool. It's being part of something long term, you know, and this is the best show in town. It really is. Premier to me is like, it's like a reunion of old friends and just such a great show.
Tell me about your lot this year.
Our lot is a little experiment. It's the first time that I played with barrel fermentations on reds, and it's our flagship vineyard, so Tomahawk Vineyard, which is our, you know, tête de cuvée, and I fermented in barrels, loved what we got, great texture, and so this is the only way you can buy this wine at Premier.
And I'm a big fan of Tomahawk. Great wine comes from there. Great wine comes from you.
Good. Thank you.
For our listeners who'd like to learn about Chimney Rock online, how would they do that?
Come to Chimney Rock. Come see us on the Silverado Trail or come to our website, chimneyrock.com.
Elizabeth, great seeing you.
Great to see you, Ray. Have fun.
Thank you. I'm working on it. I'm here at the debates, and I'm here with Chelsea Bellows, our old friend, who's not so old, and Rob McKay. How you doing?
Nice to meet you.
Doing well. Doing well. It's fun to be here today. Every year. Every year. It's always the best day.
It's not a year without you being here.
That's right. Well, today with the debate, which is awesome. So this is something that actually I've been involved with. It's an amazing, amazing representation of terroir. Takes Missouri Hopper, Tokalon, Dr. Crane, all three Bechstoffer properties. Same winemaker, Jean Holfliger, is our consulting winemaker, has been involved in the project since the get-go. And it really just represents what the vineyards can show, and Rob is really a lot of the heart and soul behind it because of, you know, the ability to debate with Jean.
Yeah. That actually never occurred to me, the idea of debating with Jean.
Yeah. You just have to talk loud. Louder than...
And kick him in the knee every now and then.
Exactly. Exactly. No, but the concept is pretty straightforward, as Chelsea said. It's, you might love Dr. Crane, I might love Missouri Hopper in a given year. No one's right, no one's wrong. But we think there's debate about winemaking styles. There's a debate about terroir, as you're suggesting. Wine should be shared and enjoyed with your friends and family. And this is an opportunity to do that. And we think maybe elevate a conversation that in this country right now we could use.
For our listeners who'd like to learn about you online, how would they do that?
they can go to thedebatewine.com.
He was using a cue card, folks, looking at his business card. Guys, thanks very much. I'm here with James Moss and Julie Lumpgar of J. Moss Winery. How are you doing?
Good, good. How are you today?
Good. Now, you came up to me and you said that this is your first premiere. Tell me about that.
Yes, this is our first premiere, and we're very happy to be here. We joined Vintners of just about a year ago and decided, with Julie being the consultant winemaker here, we both collaborated together, decided to come out and make a big splash here the first time out.
Using the word splash quite ironically.
Exactly.
So tell me, what is your lot for today?
Well, we're really excited. J. Moss is known for single vineyard Cabernet Sauvignon from all the top AVAs in Napa Valley. And we have found that both our Rutherford as well as our Coombsville single vineyard lots from the 2015 vintage, exclusively clone 337, really marry up and sing well as a choir this year. So we have a 6-barrel composite, as large as 30% from a key barrel down to 0.5% fraction from the last barrel in the blend. You should see the Instagram of that blending. Hundreds of barrels for days and days.
Very cool. So how long have you been in business?
Since 2001 was our first vintage of Stag's Leap Cabernet.
Wow, you've been around for a while.
We do have wine club as well as a tasting room by appointment only, so we love to do a big sit-down tasting on our big, nice wood table.
Evidently, the wood table is an important part of the experience.
It is. It's a great experience, and that's what it's all about. It's just not a tasting, it's an experience.
I'm going to brag on James because he won't brag on himself. For people who really want to get their hands on during harvest, when you go to a boutique winery that makes nothing but the finest wines, but it's a small crew, you can always end up barrel tasting or helping punch down or really get your hands on with the harvest. And we've had connoisseurs from as far away as Europe and Asia visit the winery during harvest to do something that they absolutely couldn't do anywhere else in the valley. And yeah, it's darn good juice.
It's a lot of fun too. When you get that experience, you have a totally different appreciation for drinking wine, right?
Exactly, exactly. It's outstanding, and people tend to really love it. They go away with some knowledge as well as tasting some great wines. And the good thing about it, they always buy.
That's the best part. For our listeners who'd like to learn about J. Moss online, how would they do that?
Just go online, www.jmosswines.com, and everything will come to life.
Thank Guys, you. Great. This was nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you, too. Have a great day.
We're here with Aaron Pop, one of our favorite people in Napa Valley. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing fantastically, right? Good to see you.
Good to see you as well. It's kind of nice. You're all relaxed looking today. I know you're working, but it doesn't look like it.
I'm trying not to work. I'm trying to taste, which is the fun part.
Well, that's not something you often get the opportunity to do you? I mean, you're kind of running around working in different wineries.
Yeah, well, I've got 4 wines here today, so it's a busy day, just running around trying all the other wines.
And, you know, as a winemaker, I mean, what do you think about that? Is it, you know, your opinions, I have to imagine, are pretty strong.
Yeah. I mean, it's a busman's holiday, as they say. You get to try everybody else's wines. Everybody's putting their best foot forward today, and it's a good time.
Do you ever get one of those moments when you taste a wine where you're kind of like, wow, how the heck did they do that?
Yeah, always. About 10 times today already.
That is a humble man, folks. Yeah. So what are you pouring today?
I'm pouring Quixote, Perlis, St. Helena Winery, and Blackbird Vineyards.
Not bad for a man who only has 2 arms. Wow.
Yeah, I use my legs and toes, too.
I don't want to see that picture at all. For our listeners who'd like to learn about you online, how would they learn about you?
Pottwine.com. POTTwine.com.
Believe it or not, the rumors are true. Jean Hofegler is still alive and kicking.
I am indeed, and I'm next to extremely big star of the Napa Valley, Mr. Aaron Pott, a genius of winemaking.
Well, that's very kind of you to say so. He's a damn nice guy, too, isn't he?
Well, yeah, we share a lot of things, Aaron and I. First, I think we share tannins and enjoy tannins in wine. We share the fact that we're both at Newton, and the guy is not a pretentious guy. His wines are solid all the time. I mean, from every client that he makes, from his own pot wines, of course, but also from Blackbird. He's just a good guy and makes amazing product.
That's very kind of you. What about you?
Well, I don't know how to make wine, really, to save my life, so I tend not to talk too much about the wines. I mean, here we're pouring a Dr. Toquelon, which is 50% Dr. Crane, 50% Toquelon. 100% Cab Sauvignon in 2015. 2015, I think the biggest risk, Ray, because I know you're going to ask me that question again, is really the fact that in 2015 we had two heat spells pretty close to one another, and some people didn't pay attention. It dehydrated a lot of the fruit, and some people have a pretty big tannic, you know, back front of the wines, and I think you had to coat that. You had to really dress that up. But the people that did it have pretty outstanding wines in 2015.
How much in advance do you really put thought into something like a Premier Lot, since it's such an important wine?
Well, I love doing it because it's not a commercially released wine, so it really gives full creativity to the winemaker to really come up with something that he wants to see.
Fantastic. For our listeners to learn all about you, how would they do that online?
You can Google my name, or you can go on Alpha Omega's website, which is www.aowinery.com.
And he's sober, folks. Good seeing you, sir.
Likewise.
Thank you. I'm here with Mark Barringer of Barringer Wines. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you today?
Good. This is a real honor to meet you. You are the fifth generation, am I correct?
That's correct.
You have just an amazing history here in the Valley.
Well, thank you very much. It's quite an honor to be here and to be able to represent my family's legacy here in Napa Valley.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. One of the most beautiful tasting rooms in the entire Valley. And here you are doing Premier.
That's right. You know, I've been doing this for 30 years, but this is only my first Premier to actually represent the Barringer family. So it's actually pretty awesome to be here.
It's about time you showed up.
It is about time.
So tell us about your lot.
Yeah, so today we brought a special lot from right here on the home ranch. So right next door here is actually where Barringer Vineyards is. And some of the best vineyards are some of the original 215 acres my great-great-grandfather purchased back in 1875. So right behind the new Los Acobos Hotel is our Block 1. And it's one of our new, really icon wines that we're trying to develop.
So this is your hood?
Yes, it is.
Did you grow up right around here as well, or no?
Yeah, I mean, I spent a little bit of time on the family property up until I was about 4 or 5 years old. I was born and raised here in the town of St. Helena, but I live in Napa now.
Nice, what a great place to grow up, though.
It's not too shabby, that's for sure.
For our listeners to learn about you online, how would they do that?
Well, they would find us at Barringer.com. And they can also come out and visit us right here in the Napa Valley and see our special tasting room and come taste our great direct-to-consumer wines.
And that would be the best way to do it, is actually come here and smell the air and taste the wines.
Oh, yeah. The best thing to do is to do it in person. There's nothing like visiting the Napa Valley. You can't capture it on a website or on film.
Definitely not. Mark, again, a real honor to meet you. Thank you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, too. Have a great day.
You, too.
Thank you.
I'm here with Harry Hansen. Harry is the winemaker for Sterling. How are you doing, Harry?
Doing great today.
It's a real pleasure to meet you, and I have to thank Jim Caldwell for jumping in and kind of grabbing me to come say hi. Tell me a little bit about your auction lot today.
So what we brought today is our Reserve Cabernet Sauvignon. We call it Iridium, but it's from four different vineyards around Napa Valley. Great aromatics, lots of layers, very soft, refined tannins. It's a beautiful wine.
When you're coming up on Premier season, I mean, is this something you're thinking about all year round, about what you're going to do to make this wine as one of your best wines?
Oh, sure. It's a great cause. You know, the Napa Valley Vintners is really important to all of us here, and we want to support them the best way we know how.
Well, you guys do a great job of it. Harry, for our listeners to learn about you online, how would they do that?
So that's sterlingwines.com. We're also on the Treasury Wine Estates website, and you can jump off from there as well.
Cool. Harry, this is a real pleasure meeting you. Thank you. I'm here with Brian Kayes of Trefethen, and Brian is the winemaker at Trefethen. How are you doing?
Doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm pretty darn good. This is Premier. Great day. A lot of fun. And again, you have a great lit background here. You look good.
Thank you very much.
So what is your unique grape blend? Tell me about your lot.
Our fantastical blend this year is 100% Cabernet. But it's from our two properties. We are estate since the beginning, since the family purchased the property in 1968. But this is from 50-50 from the two properties, part of the original purchase. So the main ranch right around the winery, a really gravelly section of Cabernet, as well as a fairly younger planting from our Hillspring property, which is where we make Halo. So half of each in this blend.
Oh, yeah, nice pedigree for that.
Absolutely. No, I'm very happy with it.
So what kind of thought process do you go through when you're putting together a lot like this? I mean, this is pretty special stuff, and I imagine, you know, you really got to stand out.
Yeah, I mean, I think you take the vintage into consideration. 2015 overall was a fairly small vintage, so we knew we wanted to do something Cabernet-based. And we tried these two lots together. We knew we wanted to feature these two lots. There are lots that normally in the larger blends, they're not a large component of it. So we were looking for some way that we could feature these two, and 50-50 actually worked out pretty well.
Sounds like it did well. I'm going to have to try that in a minute. But before I do, for our listeners to learn about Trefethen Family Vineyards, how would they do that?
They can go to our website, trefethen.com, or they can just come to the winery and hang out.
And you guys are by appointment, correct?
We are by appointment right now, but we're going to be reopening our historic winery in just a couple of months. So we're excited for that.
Yeah, a lot of work and a lot of years went into that.
Two and a half years of post-earthquake construction. So looking forward to the opening day.
Congratulations, man. Good seeing you.
Good to see you, too. Thanks.
I'm here with Doug Schaefer of Schaefer Family Vineyards. How you doing, Doug?
Good, Ray. How you doing? Good to have you here.
Thank you. It's good to be here. We appreciate being invited.
Always. Always. Great event.
It is a great event. Tell me about your lot for this year.
Got the 2015 Sunspot Cabernet Sauvignon, which is a Sunspot block. Is one of the key components to Hillside Select. And it's always the kind of the building block of Hillside, of all the nine blocks we have.
So when you and Elias think about this, I mean, it's got to take a little extra work, not that you don't do a lot of work as it is, to put together a lot this special.
Believe it or not, it's pretty easy.
Really?
This vineyard site is so special that, you know, the less we mess with these grapes, the better the wine is. Hillside Select, in a very interesting way, is one of the easiest wines we make because of the place the grapes come from. It's that type of place.
That's really a great answer.
But don't tell anybody, it's a secret.
I'm going to keep it all to myself.
We want everybody to make sure they think Elias works really hard, and he does.
You do see the media on my tag.
Yeah.
And to visit your winery, of course, that is by appointment, correct?
By appointment only, yes.
Yeah. For our listeners to learn about you guys online.
SchaeferVineyards.com. Website's got everything on.
Thanks for the party yesterday. You guys did a great job. We appreciate being able to come and see you.
Thanks, Ray. Take care now.
Take care.
All right.
Okay, this is going to be a little bit different. I'm here with Doug Boshin. And Doug, of course, is the owner and winemaker of Boshin Vineyards. And I'm here with sommelier Scott Barber. Scott, what level are you at so I get an idea?
Advanced sommelier, yes, advanced.
So you're kind of like good.
I guess. I don't know.
That's what they say.
Yeah. Always trying to get better.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Isn't that what it is about wine? You are always trying to get better?
Definitely. I mean, you know, you're always learning every day. You go around a room like this, you learn wineries you never knew, taste new things. Every vintage is different. It's great.
So, Doug, how's everything going over at Boshin these days?
Yeah, it's going great. As you know, Ray, we don't make much wine, so these events are fun. It's a chance for me to see friends. I know all the people behind the barrel. I don't know anybody in front of the barrel.
Oh, you know me.
Well, that's true. You got me. I know you. Yeah, it's fun. At a small place, we don't get out as much, and so it's a chance to be with the wine community, see friends, kind of remind ourselves of what we're doing in the valley, and it's a good organization, and they do a good job.
Doug, for our listeners, of course, to learn about coming to visit you guys, which is by appointment, how do they learn about you online?
Yeah, thanks for asking, Ray. So it's always the website, BoshinVineyards.com. You can call or email me, and you'll get me or you'll get nobody. So that's the best way to find out about us.
Well, and coming to visit, too, you have a great property. It's beautiful, and the caves are awesome. So definitely well worth it. And the wine ain't bad either, by the way.
That's nice of you to say. We keep it pretty quiet. We're always happy to meet new guests and see friends.
Scott, nice meeting you, and as always, good to see you, sir.
Thanks a lot, Ray. Yeah, good luck. Hang in there.
We're here with Christopher Tynan of Cliff Lady Vineyards. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
So how's it going today?
It's going really well. We're happy to get out here and taste all of our wines with our favorite distributors and support the Napa Valley Vintners and taste a bunch of good wines.
Tell me about your auction lot this year.
We are doing a 2015 vintage Dark Love. It's a mashup of our vineyard blocks, Dancing in the Dark and Sunshine of Your Love. So it's a little Springsteen and a little cream. And it is two Cabernet blocks, so it's 100% Cabernet Sauvignon, and it's just rich and delicious and complex, and some lucky bidder is going to win a really amazing wines.
Tell me about the pick.
Well, in just honor of our rock and roll lifestyle at Cliff Lady, we do some picks every year, and just a little memento to take home for the winning bidder and all those people that play guitar at home.
And which is real handy, because it's nice to have a spare pick laying around.
Excellent.
Christopher, for our listeners who'd like to learn a little bit about you online, how would they do that?
Go to ladyfamilywines.com, and they can get all the information they need about visiting us and trying all of our great wines.
And remember, that's spelled L-E-D-E, right?
That is correct. L-E-D-E, Family Wines.
Christopher, always good seeing you. Thank you.
Likewise. Thanks, Ray.
I'm here with Christine Bob of Beaucourt Wines, and we've talked to Christine many, many times. How are you today?
I'm very well. Bonjour. Thank you for stopping.
It's always a pleasure. I am a fan of your wines, especially your Sauvignon Blanc, and the whole fact that you're doing a white for Premier is pretty impressive.
Yeah. Well, that changed because everyone is pouring Cabernet, so it's nice to have something else.
But you know, in a way, Sauvignon Blanc is almost sort of the white twin to Cabernet, wouldn't you say?
Yes, it's true, yeah.
And they are related, obviously.
Yes, yes, yes.
So tell me about your auction lot.
It's a Sauvignon Blanc from our vineyard in Calistoga. And it's the best barrel, the more fragrant, that I put together for today.
Is it a great challenge to put together something like this, considering it is the premier lot?
Yeah, when the wine is not finished, it's always a challenge. But for today, what I wanted to achieve is to have something very fragrant, long in mouth, and with a nice acidity. Like that, it will make a difference between the Cabernet Sauvignon, and so you rinse your palate.
For our listeners to learn about Coquerel Wines online, how would they do that?
It's coquerelwine.com.
Christine, it's always good seeing you, and again, my compliments for making fantastic wine.
Thank you very much, Ray.
Cheers.
Merci.
We're here with Bruce Cake Red of Cake Red Cellars. Bruce, how are you?
Good morning. How are you? Welcome to Premier.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here. Very exciting crowd. Some very exciting 15s this year, no?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's really fun to see some of the people come back year after year. Kind of, they know the drill. It's really fun. They understand the wines. They get to know 2015 harvest. So it should be an exciting afternoon.
So what's new at Cake Red these days? Anything going on that's new that we need to know about?
You know, we're pretty excited. You know, we put in our green parking lot a couple years ago. This year it rained, so we got to see it work. We have our micro turbines in, generate our own electricity. And we've got some new vineyards coming in that we're replanting now that we're really excited in 5 years coming up. So exciting times.
They're definitely not dull over there, that's for sure.
No, we always keep it interesting. We have this kind of idea or concept of continual improvement. So we're always trying to improve on what we did last year.
And on top of that, you guys are making fantastic wine.
Great, thank you very much.
My pleasure. For our listeners to learn about Cake Red online, Bruce, how would they do that?
www.cakebread.com.
So you have more W's than everybody else.
It makes us special.
It's like you're on 11 instead of 10.
Yeah, there we go.
Bruce, always good seeing you. Thanks very much for your time.
Great to see you. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm here with Lisa Peju of Peju Winery. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Now, Lisa's, of course, one of the family members, and you are the newer generation. It has to be pretty cool having grown up in this business and where you're at right now.
It's been great. I mean, it's been 34 years that Peju's been in business, and we love this business. So that's the best part.
And even more fun that it's a family, though that might be a challenge. I mean, that's what Napa's about, isn't it?
Family is always a challenge, of course. But we have a good time. I mean, as long as we stay in communication and talk, but we all have a passion for it, so that's all that really matters.
And your passion is very clear on your face.
I think when you're drinking a lot of wine at 9 a.m., your passion is just showing on your face.
That would be very true. Tell me about your auction lot today.
It's super delicious. We're calling it Fashionista, and it is a blend of 29% Petit Verdot, 27% Cabernet Franc, 22% Merlot, and Cabernet Sauvignon. And they come from our select vineyards around the valley. So Rutherford, Persephone Vineyard, and Tess Vineyard.
For our listeners to come visit you or to learn about you online, how would they do that?
Well, you would go to peju.com. P-E-J-U.com.
It is without a doubt the easiest website in this entire room.
Yes, it is.
Lisa, this is a lot of fun talking to you. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
We are here with Tim Madavi of Continuum Estate. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Delighted to be able to be here at Premier.
It's kind of a crazy day here today. Tell me about your auction lot.
Well, our auction lot is a very special lot. It is 100% from our estate, which is a great property well above Oakville. Westerly facing, southerly facing. The 15 vintage was, there was a cold snap during flowering, and so we only had for this, about a 1 ton per acre, a little bit less than that actually. But this is the average age of the vines here, about 24 years. And there's a high percentage of Cabernet Franc, about 33%, and 15% Petit Verdot. Small amount of Merlot, but you know, I'm rather partial to this area, that's for sure.
Well, it's an incredible view, obviously a brilliant property. How many vintages have you done under Continuum so far?
Well, it's a little bit complex in that the 2005 vintage was our first vintage for Continuum. But the first three vintages were predicated upon vines that used to be in my family at Tokalon. But now we've been very fortunate to go even higher up to the area now known as Pritchard Hill. So we have 62 acres of vines there, and the average age of the vines here about 24 years old. And it's a gorgeous, gorgeous dirt, and we're delighted to be there.
And for you as a winemaker, how many vintages have you done? Do you remember off the top of your head?
Well, if you not count high school or college, when I put the first valves on the tanks at Robert Mondavi in 66, but full time from 74 on, it's now over 40, it's about 42, 43 years full time. Wow. Responsible for my family's wine.
Congratulations, that's pretty amazing.
Well, it's fun, it's a great game, and you know, it's a lot of fun to be able to share that, so sure. Thank you.
For our listeners to learn about you online, how would they do that?
ContinuumEstate.com.
Excellent. Tim, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your advocacy of great wine.
Cheers. Well, it seems just about every year we try to catch up with Gary Lipp of Coho Wines. Gary, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Always one of my favorite days.
It is a favorite day. You get to see a lot of old friends, and yeah. It's kind of crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's exciting. Well, I don't get to taste too many wines because I'm here hawking mine, but, you know, you get a chance to see what other people did in a, you know, in from a specific vintage, so it's illuminating that way.
Gary, tell me about your lot today.
So we are based in Coombsville, and over the last couple years, in addition to Coombsville Vineyards, which are due east of downtown Napa, so the southern part of the valley, we've started working with some very good vineyards even further south along the lower section of Highway 121 before the Southern Cross up in the hillsides. So I've called it SONA for South Napa, and it's a Cabernet Petit Verdot blend. So earlier today, Ken Bernards from Ancien was by, and I was telling him about it. He said, oh, you mean Baja Coombsville. So
that's good. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's good, for sure.
He's already got that probably, right?
Yeah. No, I've trademarked it now. I called my lawyer right away.
Yeah, get on the phone immediately.
Yeah, exactly.
For our listeners to learn about you online.
Yeah, come to coho.com. And there's some fun stuff, particularly about how we got our name through an old Celtic legend, the Salmon of Knowledge. It's fun reading.
Gary, always good seeing you, man. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Ray.
Okay. I'm here with Christopher van den Riesch.
Got it.
I got it right, man. Thank you. I was hanging on that one. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Having a great time.
You know, it's fun to walk up and see you with your big smile on your face. That's kind of what Premier is all about, isn't it? Just kind of the joy of this event?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I get to see all my old friends and taste a lot of great wine.
Tell us a little bit about your auction lot, if you would, please.
Well, today I've got some of my oldest vine Chardonnay. These are 40-year-old vines that produce about 1 ton per acre. And then I fermented in a 2-year-old French oak barrel, so it doesn't give a lot of oakiness, but it kind of gives a little roundness to bring up the fruit. I really want to bring out the minerality in the wine because that's one of the key things that we have at White Rock.
And very different for this event to be doing Chardonnay. Kudos to you, man.
Yes, especially a not very oaky Chardonnay. So it's a little bit outside the box, but that's White Rock.
Yeah, well, and that should be Premier, right? Something different.
Yeah, exactly.
For our listeners to learn about you online, how would they do that?
Visit us on our website at whiterockvineyards.com.
And to actually come see you is strictly by appointment, correct?
That's correct. Please call in advance.
Excellent. Christopher, good seeing you, man.
Hey, thank you, man. Cheers.
Thank you. Cheers. We're here with our old friend Sam Baxter of Terra Valentine. Sam, how are you?
I'm good, Ray. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Always good to see you. And again, for a change, not behind a barrel, but you are pouring, and it looks like you're out tasting some of your friends' wines today.
You know, this is a great event to be able to go out and see what else is going on. You know, see old friends, taste their wines, and, you know, really get a sense of the 15 vintage of what's happening in different parts of Napa.
Sam, you're, and obviously, so you're a very youthful looking guy. How many years have you been in this business now?
Well, you know, officially, I suppose, you know, I've been 18 years at Terra Valentine, which I acquired 3 years ago. But, you know, I was making blends with my dad when I was a teenager. And even before that, I was typing up invoices for him for different, you know, restaurants and wine shops around the country. So, you know, it's pretty much been a lifelong ambition and it's a lifelong career for me.
But when you're still a young guy, it's nice to look ahead and say, wow, there's a lot of vintages ahead of me.
Yeah, I think the best is yet to come still. You know, I've got you know, new property up on Spring Mountain and being able to kind of dream about what we're going to do there and start to map that out, get my kids involved. It's a legacy that I look forward to kind of enjoying over the last few decades of my life and passing on to my kids. So.
And you have three, right?
Three young kids, yeah, 11, 8, and 4. So.
And you're putting them to work already?
I am, yeah. So my 4-year-old actually surprisingly good at dragging brush to the burn pile. So why not?
Start up young, cheap labor.
That's right, exactly. I have to pay them, though. Don't get me wrong.
That's even more important. That goes towards their college fund.
Right, exactly. You know, they're learning some basic principles of hard work and getting some money for it and enjoying it along the way.
So. Especially working on a farm. There's nothing more rudimentary, nothing more organic than being on a farm.
Yeah, I mean, being outdoors with my kids, working hard, working up a sweat, and then, you know, sitting down and enjoying a lunch together. I mean, these are great memories, and that's what the wine business can do, is give you that chance to live a great life, you know, bring your kids and enjoy time with them, and then enjoy this side of it. We're getting to share the labor of your love with friends and people here at Premier Napa Valley.
Well, and once you get a bit older, your kids look back and say, hey, you know, our dad was kind of cool.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm the living example of that. You know, my dad brought me into this business, and I'm pretty lucky.
One more generation. Sam, for our listeners to learn about Terra Valentine online, how would they do that?
You know, I think our Facebook page, Falling Terra Valentine, is a great place to see kind of what I'm up to on a weekly basis. But, of course, our website, terravalentine.com, has all the details as well.
Excellent. Great catching up with you. Take care and continued success, sir.
Thanks, Ray. Cheers.
Cheers. We're here with Yannick Rousseau. Yannick, how are you doing?
Very good. Thank you.
It's good to see you. It's been a couple years since we did an interview with you. It's been really interesting to watch your wine through business these days.
Well, business is doing great. I've been traveling quite a bit. We only distribute wine in about 5 states and getting more and more traction at the tasting room. And we have Olga, our brand ambassador, and so she's bringing in more and more people. So it's been, we can't complain.
Tell me about your auction lot today.
So the auction lot is actually the first time that we are making a Cabernet Sauvignon from Stagecoach Vineyard. And I've always been making Mount Vidor Cabernet, which I still make. Really, I really favor the Stagecoach Vineyard in the high elevation. So it's coming from one of the blocks at the highest elevation, but also with the most western exposure. So it's almost like on the Pritchard Hill, like close to the Pritchard Hill.
Nice fruit, nice area.
Excellent fruit, yeah. Especially 2015 was a small crop, so a lot of concentration, beautiful color, but a beautiful silkiness in the tannins.
So is this your first premiere?
Yes, our first time, and very excited to be here. I can see people are getting excited too. So, and it already gives me idea for next year what we're going to be doing. And as you know, I'm a big fan of Tannat, and I'm hopefully going to be able to include Tannat next year in the project. So.
You would probably be the only person in the room for it tonight,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, so, that'd be pretty exciting.
That would be excellent, yeah. So.
Yannick, I know you are by appointment only, but how would our listeners learn about you online?
Well, so you look up the website, yrousseauwines.com, and we have a page, Visit Us, and you can make an appointment, and Olga will be right on you.
And you make some excellent wines. My compliments, and I hope you have great success for auction.
Thank you, Ray. Much appreciated. Thank you.
This is the end of part one of podcast 218. Download part two from lifebetweenthevines.com or iTunes.